Welcome to the Business Advisor Podcast, brought to you by the Business Advisor Academy. This podcast is dedicated to helping business professionals create, sell, and deliver high impact and high value business advisory services. Now, let me introduce you to your host today, Amanda C. Watts.
Today's podcast is written specifically for those of you who are interested in doing Facebook advertising to grow your email list and get high value advisory clients. Running advertising can get quick results, but it can also take time for it to work. I've been running Facebook ads for my agency and my consulting coaching business since 2015, and I've made hundreds of thousands of pounds from doing them, but I've also lost a bucket load of cash. After testing and trying many different kinds of adverts, from brand awareness campaigns, book advertising, webinar advertising, advertising cheat sheets, ebooks, running adverts to VSL, which is short for video sales letter, I can say I have a pretty clear idea of what works and what doesn't. Advertising on Facebook has changed over the past 8 years. Gone are the days when you can get someone signing up for a webinar for less than a dollar, and gone are the days when advertising is the best way to grow your advising and consulting business. Advertising used to be able to build an email database for very little money, and those who got in on the ground floor back in 2013 found it to be a gold mine. But things have changed. Now it is much, much harder to get your advertising to work. It takes longer to get a return on your investment, and just as your ads work, they start to get tired, and you have to come up with new images and new copywriting. I've also had my fingers burnt with an advertising agency. We run our Facebook ads in-house, but in 2020, we decided as our ads were working so well, we wanted to scale them quicker and invested in getting support from an advertising agency. This agency dove straight into doing advertising for us without ensuring that we had certain very important foundations in place, and the advertising that we did with them bombed. Anyway, the agency charged us $5,000 a month to run our ads, and on top of the $5,000 a month, we had to pay for advertising spend for Facebook. Within 3 months, we'd burnt $15,000 for them to run our ads and thousands more in Facebook advertising costs. It was a horrible experience, and it killed our Facebook advertising overnight. We did not get one client, and the ads just didn't want to work. To make things worse, we had our ad account shut down, which we had never had happen to us before. It was really, really stressful. After a few months, we took the advertising back in-house, and it took a while, but we got Facebook advertising working again. Now, this isn't just a unique story to me. Two of my clients had great success with the organic content marketing I taught them to do, both making over $200,000 in additional fees in the first 12 months of working with me. But then they got overexcited and wanted to scale faster. And don't get me wrong, I get it. I was like that too. When something is working and you get a real taste of marketing success, you think, ooh, how can we get more of this? But they both got their hands burnt to the tune of about £50,000 each. They thought outsourcing Facebook advertising to an agency would be a quick win. It broke my heart when they told me, and they knew it had been a complete waste of money. To make a long story short, they're no longer with their agencies and back doing what I taught them in the first place and having great, consistent, persistent success. You see, sometimes Facebook advertising works and sometimes it doesn't. But trying to outsource Facebook advertising can cost you more than you make. So if you are serious about Facebook advertising, then you must make sure you have these five foundational things in place. This will give you a greater chance of success and stop you from burning unnecessary cash. Okay, let's dive into the first foundational thing you have to have: finances. It can take months for your Facebook advertising to work, and you need to be in it for the long haul. You should never start advertising unless you have the budget to do so. You do not want everything riding on this one tactic to work, for two reasons. First of all, the advertising tactic can take a long time to get right. It needs a lot of testing and iterating, and it can be nerve-wracking right from the moment you start. The first 4 days you have to put money behind an advert, and you must not touch it. You must not touch that advert at all. You can't tweak it. You can't change anything on it. You just have to wait for Facebook to find its feet and see what it wants to do with your advert and who to put it in front of. So you can spend a bucket load of money testing a number of different ad sets only to see them all fail and have to start again. And secondly, it can become pretty stressful if you're relying on ads to work and you're putting all your funds into ads and not getting results or a return. It can be really disheartening. Conversely, advertising can be such an exciting and expansive experience for your business, and it can suddenly become something that just feels so restrictive and sad because you're not getting those epic results you anticipated. This is why you must make sure you have a healthy cash flow in your business. It is paramount to start with ads. So, be sure you have enough buffer to invest at least $3,000 into Facebook ad costs every single month. And that will give you enough of a buffer to account for the trialing and testing that needs to be done up front, as well as giving you space and room to breathe, so you're not feeling like everything rests on you getting results. Energetically, it can be really harsh too, watching all that money go down the drain with no or little return. Okay, the second thing you have to have in place is a validated offer. If you are thinking about doing Facebook advertising, I am going to assume that you have an offer that has been tried and tested. I am going to assume you're already selling business advisory to different prospects and that prospects have thought it was a good offer and were excited to buy from you. Before you start advertising, you want to make sure that you have built the advertising costs into your offer so that it is still profitable. You want to make sure that you're building these costs into your offer so that you don't have what we call scope creep, and make sure you're delivering a service that is in a healthy place. If you are already feeling overworked and burnt out, and you start running advertising to get more people, you're only going to amplify your burnout. You want to make sure your offer is scalable and a really healthy place for you. You must have systems and processes to support its implementation. The next foundational piece you have to have in place is your price point. I've mentioned about building the cost of advertising into your service cost, but you also want to make sure you're selling a high-end offer. If you want to make a fast return on your investment, then you need to be selling an offer that is from at least $3,500 and up. If it is under that amount, you are going to have trouble recouping your cost, and anything above that and beyond is going to make you profitable faster with your advertising. For example, if you want to sell compliance work or bookkeeping work and get clients through Facebook advertising, it's going to be really hard for that advertising to make you money. But if you're selling an advisory offer that you sell for $25,000 or $26,000 a year or more, then you will not be long before you make a good return on your investment. Sadly, I see accountants and bookkeepers want to abdicate from marketing and look for quick wins and think that Facebook is going to be the holy grail and the answer to their dreams. Unfortunately, because of the amount or lack of money that is made from each client through compliance work, it can be hard to get the advertising to break even. Even if you do get compliance clients through advertising, it can take 2 or 3 years to start making money. This is not ideal and means that you may lose money on a client for the first 24 months or more. When you're marketing a business advisory offering and selling a $25,000 package, it can be profitable pretty much straight away. And the great news about offers that are higher and have longevity to them and run for at least a few years means that you can also build a recurring income to support your advisory practice as well. So having that higher value offer does serve you and your advertising efforts. So the next foundational piece you have to have in place before you consider running advertising is having a sales system that is already working, meaning you are closing high value business advisory sales and you're closing them with a 50% conversion rate or more. This close rate is essentially a necessity for running ads. If you are selling a service that you're trying to sell via a booked call, you must have a strong close rate. If you are not at a 50% close rate, then you really want to invest more time in sales systems. Otherwise, you are going to feel super disappointed when you have booked calls and they do not buy from you. You're going to find that you're going to have a lot of cost with your advertising and not a lot of return to show for it. The final thing I want to mention that I feel is so important, and sadly something I see many of you skipping every single day, is the willingness to create massively valuable content to support your efforts. Because the advertising is only going to go so far. There is only going to be a small percentage of people opting in initially that are going to buy from you. The other prospects that are going to come through will need to learn about you. They need to get to like you and trust you before they choose to work with you. So having regular, valuable content going out is a must for any of you who are thinking about running advertising. So there it is, the five things you must have in place before you even consider spending a dime on Facebook advertising. Let me recap. First, you need $3,000 a month or more for advertising costs. Secondly, you need a validated offer. Thirdly, you need an offer with the right price point. Fourthly, you need the ability to close high-value advisory offerings at 50% or more. And number five is a lot of organic, valuable content to back up your advertising. Are you in a position to do advertising? If so, then it might be time to consider investing in Facebook advertising. If not, then you must focus on getting these things in place, which is, of course, what we here at the Business Advisor Academy do. We show you how to create, sell, and deliver a high-value business advisory offering. So send me a message on LinkedIn or Instagram, and I can share how to get started with us. I hope this has given you some food for thought, and if you have any questions, do reach out. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast today. My name is Amanda C. Watts, and I wish you a good day or night, wherever you are.
Thank you for listening to the Business Advisor Podcast. If you've enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to follow or subscribe, share this podcast, and leave a rating and review. To discover more about how you can confidently build an advisory offer into your practice that your clients and prospects won't say no to, we invite you to join Amanda on her next webinar, How to Launch and Scale Your Advisory Offering. Join her by visiting businessadvisoracademy.com/webinar. See you soon.